is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up what you want, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Main feature allows you to control the content of the site. You submit things like YouTube videos or news articles or blog posts, and then others will vote whether they like or dislike. The most liked making it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark. Delbert here from anarchyinyourhead.com. Be sure you drop into his website and take a look over there at some of his great cartoon work. We're in the midst, and we're going to get to your phone calls here shortly. But to bring you up to speed, we've been sharing a piece from Chuck Baldwin. Mark, and where's the site that posted this? Where is this from?
ChuckBaldwinLive.com.
ChuckBaldwinLive.com. And he is calling out the Christians, basically saying, hey, you guys aren't real Christians.
You're not acting like it.
Because you're not acting like it. And that's all. It's supposedly, now I used to be a Christian, and it was my understanding of what a Christian was, is that you are supposed to, it is my understanding of what a Christian is that you're supposed to emulate Jesus, not just believe in him, not just accept him as your Lord and Savior.
So
you
can a lot of Christians that profess that such beliefs, that you should be trying to emulate Jesus. The idea is that Jesus is perfect, and you can never achieve that, but you should strive to.
Like turn the other cheek, right, and love your enemies and things like that, and or in this case, disobey the state, disobey these arbitrary authorities, and instead, you know, align yourself with what you believe is your God. And Chuck Baldwin has been pointing out here that the Christians today are very obedient, that they're more likely to turn in their fellow Christians to the so-called authorities than to stand in defense of them.
Christians today can not be trusted to be faithful to the truth. They cannot be trusted to not betray and run against and turn against their brethren. They cannot be trusted to not be party with the slander and the libel. If it means saving their own skin or keeping their bread buttered or staying in the good graces of the IRS, they would sell out their best friend, maybe even their own mother. And it is no coincidence that Jeremiah himself experienced firsthand that which he had spoken. It is no wonder he said, you cannot trust any brother. When Christians get it through their heads and into their hearts, when will Christians get it through their heads and their hearts that oftentimes the government is the enemy of God? Well, when will they understand that they have only one sovereign, King Jesus? When will they come to comprehend that helping government perpetrate unjust action against fellow believers is a crime against heaven? When will they stop talking about the Bible and actually start internalizing its teachings, examples, and principles? It has gotten to the point today many unbelievers are far more untrustworthy than today's Christians.
Many unbelievers are more untrustworthy?
Are far more trustworthy. Excuse me, I'm not even paying attention. Yeah. I missed that here.
Unbelievers, I was going to say, because we aren't Christians here on this show, and like we get Christianity better than a lot of the Christians do.
Certainly, I know a great deal about the Bible, and I think I understand it, yeah. Christians, especially when it comes to the subject of resisting unjust government, it grieves me to say that many Christian attorneys, politicians, pastors, and church leaders are merely shills and toadies for the government that has often become both oppressive and illegitimate. May God help us. He will have to, because we won't get much help from the vast majority of today's professing Christians. That's for sure.
Scathing.
Yeah.
And well-deserved.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. We continue. By the way, if you are a Christian, you've got some thoughts you want to share, certainly welcome to do so. David is in New Hampshire, and I don't know what your religion is, David, but you're on Free Talk Live. David in New Hampshire, going once. David in New Hampshire, going, he's gone. All right, well, maybe he'll try back. 800-259-9231. So, any reflections on that, Mark?
You know, I've been trying to say, I don't think my words have the power, because I...
As Chuck Baldwin?
Yeah, as Chuck Baldwin's in this circumstance, because Chuck Baldwin's a preacher, man, you know.
Yeah, but are Christians going to listen to him? I mean, wouldn't they be more likely to listen to their preacher than Chuck Baldwin?
I understand.
Who's Chuck Baldwin?
I understand, he's, you know, this liberty-oriented Christian, and he makes points. It doesn't, if they use logic as to what he said, I mean, you can go back and re-internalize it if you want. Go to ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Read it over one more time and make sure that you understand what he said here. But
logic isn't always a fine point for a lot of Christians.
Well, understood.
You have to suspend logical disbelief in order to believe in the Christian doctrine.
If this article takes, you know, one government worshiping Christian, 1% of the government worshiping Christians out there, and shows them the light on this issue, that Christianity is a religion of those that stand up to the government, and they say no, that the government is it's the religion of the world, that was so what was so preached against in the Bible, in the New Testament, that is in fact what the government is. And
but Mark,
Romans 13 is not the only thing that you can hide against.
But Mark, if they were to say no, then they wouldn't be able to support the troops.
Right, and that's what it is. Christians supporting killers. It's crazy to me. I mean, the religion itself, for the first 1,000 years of the church, they did not support killing.
Muslims are trying to kill us.
Yeah, well, you know, a good Christian would stand there and let them do it, I guess.
Turn the other cheek.
What else would you do?
What would Jesus do? Who would Jesus
kill? What would it show the Muslims if you were willing to do that for your religion?
Who would Jesus torture is the bigger question.
That's a fine question as well, because a lot of the Christians out there will support whatever the government does. I mean, it's just so sad. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Father Ashcraft in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to you.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
That's a good topic. I have to say that I tend to agree that Christians have increasingly become more secular and have abandoned the countercultural aspect of the historic Christ.
Yeah.
There can be no question about it that since the conversion of Emperor Constantine,
yeah,
the Christianity has become more and more entrenched in the socio-political world than it has the gospel.
Well, I like that you use the term countercultural because, I mean, Jesus wasn't somebody who went along with the flow, was he?
Absolutely not. Neither were the early Christians. If you look at the writings of the Ante-Nicene Fathers, it's pretty clear that they were countercultural. There was no support for the military there. Military converts were allowed, of course, to fulfill their obligations, but once their time was up, they were required to leave if they were going to be in good standing with the church.
Many of them decided that they wouldn't finish out their obligations, and they die right there.
Correct.
They'd be executed for their religion.
Correct, because they took the countercultural Christ at his word, nonviolence. Period.
It's absolutely true, and it was that moment when Constantine claimed to see a cross in the sky, which if you squint at the sun, you'll see it too. And he decided that he was going to conquer in the name of this growing religion, and I don't know what his plans were or what his kind of conversion was about, but I can, you know, that was the moment in time that Christianity really had the legs knocked out of it. I mean, so many people don't know what the original church was about. They didn't, you know. The symbol of the cross became popular at that point, the symbol of death, whereas Christians used the fish and sheep and shepherd's crooks and these symbols prior to that, symbols of peace, productivity, these things. That's what the Christian religion was about at that time.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And you know, when we look at modern Christianity, and I'll include, and I'm not Roman Catholic, I'm Orthodox, but I'll include much of the Orthodox world, Roman Catholicism, Evangelicalism. What we're seeing is these churches are very much like the purpose-driven thing it's such a mad thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call that purpose-driven. Call that secular-driven. Call it world-driven.
I don't know what the purpose-driven is. I don't know.
It would take a little too long to get involved, but really what it comes down to is it turning the focus of churches toward cultures and societies rather than toward the countercultural Christ.
Interesting. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Father Ashcraft. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
A passion for service never leaves. I'm Tim Lewis, and after 22 years in the military, I became a mortgage professional, helping my fellow veterans and active duty service members secure VA home loans. Refinancing with a VA loan is a privilege earned through service, and it's my privilege to help you get there. We can help you lower your rate or consolidate debt, even if your current mortgage is not a VA loan. Go to varadio.com to learn more. That's varadio.com. I'm Tim Lewis. Thank you for your service.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 1-800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Coming up, major civil disobedience in Washington, D.C. We'll tell you about it here in a little bit. We're still talking about the Christians, though, and how they've been called out onto the carpet by Chuck Baldwin and a moment ago Father Ashcraft calling in from Kentucky. Of course, we're not Christians on this program. All three of us used to be in the past, but no more. It's just interesting looking at them and watching them do things that are very contrary to the Christian beliefs.
If people believed like Father Ashcraft there that called in, Christians believe like that, I would be. You know, I
mean, Ashcraft.
I wouldn't have. You know, there's so much about the guys that believe like that. I understand. You know, Quakerism's been called primitive Christianity, and I have a real soft spot in my heart for guys that believe like that.
We're going to continue with your thoughts and calls here at 800-259-9231. But first, I want to invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, no worries. They're all there, right there on the front page of the site, the last 7 days. Click into the archive section. Go all the way back to late 2006. It's all free thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want to personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
Let's continue with your calls and go to Dennis, listening to WBHP in Huntsville. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, well, one thing I'm glad to get through, because sometimes here in Huntsville, not able to even listen to your show because they always replace it with some kind of sports thing.
It is the cross we have to bear, so to speak, being a nighttime show.
Preemption.
But, you know, if they're doing sports, in fact, I believe you can tune in over at their website because they're running us on their stream, because for whatever reason, the sports teams, they don't like the radio stations to stream their shows. So we're technically on, just not on the air. And the program director there, WBHP, Stuart Langston, is a real fan of the show. So if you like Free Talk Live, give him a call during the week and tell him thanks for airing Free Talk Live. And ask him for more, because I think he's only taken about an hour of the show during the week, and there are another 2 hours that you guys are missing even when you do hear the show.
Okay, well, anyway, I happen to be a Mormon, and I've been one for 20 years. I'm glad to be one. Joining the Mormon Church September 1st, 1990, literally saved my life in more ways than one, because I had it hard coming up. But being the church right there, like I say, it straightened me out good, and we stand for the right things. We don't persecute other people's religious faith like we always get persecuted. Because I keep hearing this being put down on other talk shows and stuff like that, too. And we also stand for the idea about Christmas, you know, saying Merry Christmas. Because like Jesus says, if you deny me before men in public, we'll just go this way. We'll just say, if you deny him in public, then he's going to deny you before God. Now, if you stay a denier the rest of your life, and it comes judgment day, and you're still in that position as a denier, you're in big trouble, you know?
Well, I do agree that the Mormons are one of the few denominations out there that have faced the United States government down. I mean, these they know what persecution's all about. But I think that there's a certain persecution for people out there that don't want to say Merry Christmas. I'm not going to say Merry Christmas because I don't know what it's like. My best friend, one of my best friends, he's Jewish, and his family didn't like it when I said, when you would talk about Christmas and that kind of thing. So I don't.
Out of respect for other people.
Yeah, I just don't do it.
You know, I'd like to point out that this is a great example of how pathetic Christianity is. I mean, this is one of their big issues now, is whether or not they can say Merry Christmas, or whether or not some store can, the store clerks can wish people Merry Christmas. This is what they're focusing on. This is kind of fringe, nonsense. It's very, on the scale of things of importance, the whether or not people say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas is just so nonsensical in comparison to the larger issues that we were discussing here a moment ago, of whether or not the Christians are going to obey these government people and worship them and worship
pledge.
The flag and say the pledge and do all these other things that they just do because they were born here and raised here and they think nothing of it. These are much greater issues to me, but yet the Christians believe the big issue of the day is whether or not they can be, whether they can be public about believing in the Christmas holiday. I mean, doesn't that seem to be the last thing that you should be focusing on as far as what's important?
Well, I don't focus on it as far as that goes. I'm independent, And, you know,
well, you called
I go with what I believed.
You called to talk about it tonight, so it must be important to you.
Well, you know, I'm just simply saying, you know, I stand up for my beliefs, like I said, and I'm just quoting for what said in the Bible, you know, what Jesus said. See, they don't want Merry Christmas because it's got the Christ part in it.
No, it's not because of that. It's because...
Well, a lot of it is.
No, well, I can tell you that as somebody who, you know, has worked with the public, I've done retail sales before. It's just, it doesn't make sense to wish, so it would be like me wishing everybody a happy Kwanzaa that comes through my line. I mean, not everybody is going to be worshiping in that way, or happy Festivus Day. Not everybody is going to be celebrating Festivus. It would be inappropriate for me to be presumptuous about somebody as to what their belief system is. And just because the majority of people in America believe in some semblance of Christianity doesn't mean that I'm willing to offend a minority of my customer base if I'm a public business. Now, if I was selling Christmas gear, if I was like one of those stores that sold Christmas items, like as the Christmas store?
Jingles, the Christmas store.
Yeah, yeah, that would make sense in that case to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Or if I'm selling Bible tracts or something like that. If I know my audience, then it makes sense. But if my audience is the general public, then it's really, you know, you're cutting your nose off to by your face. I thank you for the call tonight, Dennis. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
There's many Christian sects that choose not to celebrate one day over another. Quakers were a notable exception. Dickers, Seventh-day Adventists, I believe.
Wait a minute. I thought Quakers aren't Christian.
Today they aren't, but I mean, okay. The Quaker religion
started that way.
1640. And some Quakers are and some Quakers aren't. You just have to ask them individually. Quakerism today is a form of worship, not a religion so much.
Let's go to Josh in Manchester, listening on 105.1. Hello, Josh.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
One thing that I didn't hear in that very nice piece that you guys read, I didn't hear anything about 1 Samuel chapter 8. In 1 Samuel chapter 8, the Israelites went to their chief judge, Samuel, who was getting up in the years and was eventually going to die, and they wanted some security. They said to him, hey, God loves you, pick us a king. And he went to God and he asked him about it, and God told Samuel that this asking for a king was a rejection of everything he taught them since he brought them out of Egypt in the first place.
You familiar with this one, Mark?
Yes. It's so difficult for me to quote verses, but essentially that if you had a king, that what he's going to do is he's going to take your sons for his warriors, he's going to take your daughters for his footmaids, he's going to take your taxes, the best of the fields, the best of the hunting grounds, he's going to take all these things, call them his own, and you're going to be cast out.
In Mark's defense, he did address in the broader sense that most of the Bible is actually teaching people to reject government.
Chuck Baldwin's article.
I'll tell you what, Josh, if you've got more comments, we'll let you hang on here in a moment. 800-259-9231. We'll continue with Josh. Also take your phone calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Plus, coming up, the breaking news here, I guess, well, for me it's breaking. I didn't know about it. A lot of people arrested in Washington, D.C. earlier, I think yesterday. Free Talk Live.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces Commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can also dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. And if you are hungry, well, we've got the solution for you. You're not going to be able to get it immediately.
Yeah,
but
you can starve to death waiting.
Yes, down the line. It'll be worth the wait.
If you're looking for the perfect treat to bring to this year's holiday party or Christmas Day dinner, and you needed a gift idea for family and friends, this year make it George's Famous Baklava. George's Famous Baklava is a walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. It's the perfect treat for any holiday party with friends and family or coworkers. It's shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fast, fresh, and delicious. Order by Tuesday, December the 21st, to make sure that you have it in time for Christmas. Check out George's Famous Baklava at Mandrick.com. That's M-A-N-D-R-I-K, no C-N, Mandrick, Mandrick.com.
All right, we continue here with your calls. Your thoughts are welcome. Josh, I believe, is still with us listening in Manchester to the 105.1. Josh, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Awesome.
What else did you want to share tonight?
I also wanted to talk about the perception of Jesus as a pacifist. In Luke, at the Last Supper, Jesus actually told the disciples that they needed to go out and buy swords for self-defense.
It's an interesting verse.
Yeah, it's there's places where he sounds very pacifist and places where he doesn't, right?
Yeah, well, he says to go out and sell their garments if they have to buy swords. I mean, that sounds to me like he thinks it's a pretty important thing that in the coming times that are going to be hard, because the disciples were about to go out and start getting arrested by governments and whatnot and not have Jesus there to protect
but,
them.
But can't people quote, like, whatever they want? Like, they can someone also quote a different passage, something Jesus said, to say, see, he was a pacifist? Well, and so that's what's very confusing about it, is because at one point it'll sound one way, and at another point it'll sound a different way.
But see, I'm skewed because I'm a libertarian, but I see Jesus as viewing violence from the libertarian's perspective. He doesn't believe in aggressive violence. He doesn't believe in going out forcing other people to do things. But and this is a really good position, or this is a really good thing to talk about that on, because swords are a defensive weapon. At the time, if you wanted to go make war on somebody, you would need a spear or bows and arrows.
Absolutely not. Yes. No, not true at all. A sword is an offensive weapon. It's used by a sword at the time would have been used by somebody who is of a higher rank because they were not cheap. A spear is a weapon that you give a soldier, but absolutely a sword in the hands of a man who can defend him, knows how to use it, is a superior weapon to a spear, and a swordsman will kill a spear bearer.
Well, that's also true of a pistol versus a rifle, though. A man with a pistol who is close enough to be conversational has a better chance than a man with a rifle, at least up until the invention of the assault rifle.
We could talk at length about the history of martial arts. I believe that history is the history of the shield. I think that history is history of war, and I think that war is the history of the shield, not the history of the offensive weapon. That you'll find that the nations that conquer through the shield, not the sword. And so I think that we could have a really interesting one here. But I think that what the point that the father was making originally was that early Christians, the people that were taking the message of Jesus, people that actually, talked to people who talked to people who talked to people that knew Jesus, they were pacifists. And the Bible has been picked up and it's been changed by different groups along the way. It is very difficult to know who wrote what where. And that's the reason that I choose to believe that the Bible is not the only enlightenment that God has given, that if God gave enlightenment to people in the first centuries and prior to that, then he must be giving enlightenment today. And I prefer to believe that God would speak to me through me rather than to me through a bunch of old words that I think have been twisted by people who intend to control others.
Josh, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Brian listening in Texas. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Brian. What's in your mind?
I find this discussion just absolutely fascinating. And I guess one of the things that occurs to me is that, at least as far as Western religions go, for the truly religious, it seems to me that the worst enemy of is government. Here's what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm a Jew, although of the secular variety, not particularly religious, to be real honest with you. Our worst enemies throughout all of history have always been governments. I think about the gentleman who called earlier, who was a Mormon. The Mormons have suffered amazingly at the hands of the U.S. government.
Nothing compared to the Jews.
The Jews get the prize. I don't want to get into a pissing contest here about who suffered more. But one of the things you were talking about, the Orthodox man who called in earlier, Jesus, I'm no expert, but Jesus was a radical. We're not exactly talking about a friend of the government here, right? And so it amazes me that that there are still the majority of people in the world today tend to think of they look to government as a means to carry out their religious views, and I just think it's so wrongheaded. I think about for me, okay, Joe Lieberman is a Jew. God, what an embarrassment that is.
Well, you're making a great point. And this is true for Jews as it is for Christians. Hillel was one heck of a radical. And if Jews were to pick up and follow his teachings, it would be an entirely different group of people. But in fact, mm-hmm. they've done exactly what the Christians have done. They've bowed their knee to their God of government to solve their problems. And, sometimes I get the impression that, that being an ethnic Jew means that you have to sign up for the Democratic Party at birth. So they might be even a little worse.
Exactly. The idea that the Christian right somehow actually really truly represents the views of Christians.
Yeah, ludicrous.
It's crazy. It's absolute lunacy.
Thanks for the thoughts tonight, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to James listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, James. You're on Free Talk Live. James in Huntsville. Hey, James, we got you. Go ahead.
Hey, my comment was about Christianity and how that y'all are kind of upset about the whole Christmas holiday thing.
Okay.
I just got one pretty quick, simple point. What if on Cinco de Mayo, the stores were forced not to say Happy Cinco de Mayo, and maybe they had to say Happy Lime Day? Or if on St. Patrick's Day, the stores had to say Happy Green Day. It seems like the Christians are under attack.
They're not being forced, though. They're just trying to appeal to their customers. They have a service. They're not being forced. They just don't want to offend customers who aren't Christians.
Right.
I've never been told Happy Cinco de Mayo when checking out at Walmart.
Yeah.
Well, at the same time that, the Christmas holiday was set up by the government as a Christian holiday. I mean, it was a Christian nation.
Do you think that should be the case? Do you think the government should be doing that?
Well, I know you're going to go back to the separation of church and state, and it's not exactly what the amendment says at all. I mean, there was really no separation of church and state.
Do you believe there should be official state religion?
No, I don't.
Okay, if you don't believe there should be an official state religion, then do you believe that the U.S. government should be anointing holidays that are religious or holidays at all?
Well, they anointed Thanksgiving. That's the same thing as a religious holiday.
It's really a secular holiday about gratitude. I understand why people choose to call it a religious holiday, but the people that are atheists celebrate Thanksgiving and they're thankful for what they have. They may not be thankful to God in the same way that you are, but they are.
My point is that the reason why Christians are upset with this is that we're offended because it seems like we're under attack. This is just another place where we're under attack.
I'd like to hang on to you here and talk about this perception that Christians are under attack in a moment. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Extend your life.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. BigStandOverEat.com.
Big Stand Your Life with Big Stand Over.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Fewer water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, but unless you're on hold right now, you're probably not going to get on. So I'm not going to give you the number. However, I will give you the website, which is freetalklive.com. You can go there. You can get interactive. You can do various different things. All of it for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Amp up for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, use any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options, amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum and podcast, and more. Go get the details, get signed up, amp.freetalklive.com.
Frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
Thousands of liberty-loving people who don't all believe the same religion. That's one of the neatest things about the Free State Project is we were here with Michelle Seven. She was here earlier for other purposes. But, we hang out with, the three of us are not Christians, but we spend time with Christians. And we work together with Christians and others, Jewish people as well. And other, I don't know how many others I've met that atheists as
some pan. Theist? No, not pantheist. That's where we are. But
people of all different religions.
Yeah. No. The ones that believe in multiple gods.
Oh, yeah.
Polytheists.
Yeah. I know a couple of them.
Odinists.
Right. So it doesn't matter what your religion is. As long as you believe in liberty, you'll get along with these liberty-oriented people that have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And if you love freedom, too, you should go to freestateproject.org. As we continue with James in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. James, are you still there?
I'm still here.
So, now, you're saying that you believe the Christians are being, they are under attack. Christianity is under attack. And I have to say that if people not saying Merry Christmas at the checkout line is the way that Christianity is under attack, you guys have got it pretty easy compared to some of the Christians in the past, huh?
Yeah, isn't that a little melodramatic?
Not great, then.
Hmm?
I agree with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, don't you feel like that's like a non-issue, really? In whatever way that doesn't affect your ability to believe in your religion, it's just something that a business is doing to maximize their appeal to different market segments?
Well, if you just look at the subject that we're talking about, you know, we're not talking about anybody being upset over Happy Kwanzaa or Happy Ramadan. They're upset because somebody would say Merry Christmas.
And nobody's so, saying Happy Kwanzaa to people. No one is
right.
saying...
If somebody said Happy Kwanzaa to me, I'd go, and walk away.
I've had customers of mine that when I walk in the house, they would say Happy Kwanzaa. And that wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't upset me any. But when somebody says Merry Christmas, well, then the red flag goes up and people start getting alarmed.
Well, I think that some businesses don't like their employees saying Merry Christmas. I think that that's been a policy, and it's absolutely true. Now, I don't know why it is they choose to do that, but they choose to do that, and it's their business, and they're paying that employee.
Wait, I'm so sorry, Mike. Mark, I shouldn't have interrupted you.
Go ahead.
Are you suggesting that they shouldn't get offended if someone says Merry Christmas to them?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Answer that question first. Do you think they should not get offended if someone says Merry Christmas to them?
Which one, the store or the...
Anyone, the customers. Let's say the store decides to go ahead and say Merry Christmas. Are you suggesting that people shouldn't get offended at that?
Well, since the nation is 70% Christian, I mean, you're actually hitting your target market, which is about 70% of the nation.
Not if some of them are offended at saying Merry Christmas. The question I have for you then is why would you be offended at them not saying Merry Christmas?
I wouldn't. No, that's not it. It's not that never that Christians are offended because, you know, that somebody's not participating in our religion. We're offended when people, they speak out against it. You know, people don't speak out against the Jews, and people don't speak out against the Muslim in this country. But
what?
I'm just trying to figure out how you're equating this into the whole thing about stores saying Merry Christmas.
Hold on. People are speaking out against Muslims all the time in this country, and I agree with you that I think that if somebody said Merry Christmas to me, it wouldn't be anything to me. It'd be water off a duck's back. I don't care. Yeah. It doesn't bother me, and I don't think people should be so uppity about what somebody says to them. However, from a business's perspective, I understand why they still have to satisfy the uppity customers too, man. I've done customer service before, and I know what it's like when you're dealing with an angry customer, and you don't want to do things that can make your customers angry. And as irrational as it is, and I agree with you that people shouldn't get upset if somebody says Merry Christmas or Happy Kwanzaa or Happy Hanukkah or whatever the heck they say to them. It's just words, and you know, words don't hurt people. If they want to allow themselves to feel hurt, then that's their problem. However, I understand why a business owner would say to themselves, you know, I'd rather not offend my uppity customers. I'd rather they just go through the checkout line, be told happy holidays, and or have a nice day, and that's the end of it. I don't think it's an attack on Christianity. It's just a business decision.
Doesn't it seem like just one more way that Christianity, though, is it's under the gun again? You know, Hillary Clinton in her speech said that she was looking forward to a country that had the right of a place to worship, not a right to worship, not where you could worship in the streets or worship in a public place. It's a right of a place to worship, which means you can only worship in your church as long as you.
Well, the Bible says you're supposed to pray in the closet, man. I mean, that's what the Bible says.
Well, that sounds like undermining people's ability to express themselves in the broadest sense in the First Amendment. I agree with that, but it wasn't directed at Christians per se. But what it seems like you're upset about is that historically Christians have had this sort of monopoly, that it has been essentially the state-endorsed religion for a long time, and it's ceasing to be that way anymore. But that's not an attack.
Well, I agree with him, though, on the point about Hillary, I agree with you.
Yeah,
if you want to go out on the street and preach, man, you should be able to do that.
I agree, too. Like I said, though, that wasn't directed at Christianity per se. That was just that was addressed at people's expression of whatever religion.
Can I say just one more comment?
Sure, sure.
My little girl was wanting to take a book report to school about Christianity. She just wanted to use the Bible, and the school would not allow her to do it.
You shouldn't be sending her to a government school.
Yeah, well, that's a real problem.
She could have She could have did it on the Muslim faith, and she could have done it on the Jewish faith, but she couldn't do it on Christianity.
Hey, look, it's a real problem the way the public schools approach faith of all sorts, and I can't speak to this specific public school, but it's a real problem. Absolutely. You, as a taxpayer, forced to pay for this school, your daughter should be able to do a book report on anything that she wants. But she can't because the government steps in and says no. And, I feel your frustration.
Yeah. As long as you accept government schools as okay and send your kids to them, you're going to deal with frustrations like that. The only real solution is to get your kids the heck out of the government schools. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you because the only other option is to try to wrest control out of the government schools away from the so-called secularists or whoever's instituting these policies. And then you're fighting politics for your whole life. Much easier to just get your kids out. Let's continue with Jack in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jack.
Hey, gentlemen, I got it summed up real good.
All right.
Religion is regarded by the common people as true, by the wise as false, and by the rulers as useful.
Oh, man.
It's 594.
Hey, say it again. Say it again.
Religion is regarded by the common people as true, by the wise as false, and by the rulers as useful.
Thank you for the...
Written 594 B.C.
Thank you.
I got some more here for you that's good.
Right. Quick.
Faith is believing what you know ain't so. Mark Twain. Hey, listen to this one now. If Christ were here now, there's one thing he would not be. A Christian. Mark Twain.
Wow.
Mark Twain has some great quotes.
You nailed it.
Another one?
One more.
Okay, hey, this is a problem for the Christians and everybody out here. God is omnipotent. God is holy good. And yet evil exists. You ought to read that essay by J.L. Mackey, Evil and Omnipotent. Talk to y'all later.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Nice way to wrap the show out. Actually, we got one more call. Time for one more. Ty in Tennessee on the amp line. Ty, go ahead.
Hey, just wanted to put in a little kind of sideways related to the topic here. Wes Bertrand's been talking about the concept of nonviolent communication in his Complete Liberty podcast. Have any of you heard anything about that?
Yeah, we've talked about it on a show that I was hosting on Sunday about a few weeks ago. If you look at the third Sunday show of last month, that was I usually do the third Sunday. We talked about nonviolent communication quite a bit on that show.
So what about it, Ty? You're short on time.
It just kind of struck me as being Christ-like, actually. That's my view of what Christ would have been like. He could have reached into and seen beyond all the crap and seen what the real human need was and addressed that issue. And that's what I like about this idea of nonviolent communication is it's non-threatening. And it reacts to human needs, and it tries to fulfill those needs.
I got
to
find out more about this.
Anyway.
Thanks, Ty, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. By the way, over 100 people arrested out front of the White House in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Anti-war protesters. Is the anti-war movement actually coming back? Sure would be nice.
Nice hope.
We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs. Perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.